This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Suzette Boulay of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. This week we're talking with John Jost from the Bradley University Music Department. They're presenting the Crossing Borders Music Collective with a concert of Haitian music tonight at 7:30 at the Dingeldine Music Center. John, it's always so good to see you again.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I thought we'd talk first about your connection to Haiti, because you travel there every year, and you've also included some Haitian music in performances that you do here with the Bradley Chorale. So can you talk about your background and your connection to Haiti?
Right. Well, I was first there in 1971 wow. as part of a college project. I was there for several months, and I kind of fell in love with the country and found this school run by the Episcopal Church that had a music program with donated instruments. And Sister Anne Marie, who would just collar any musician she could find, Haitian or whatever, to teach her kids. And talked with her, and I ended up staying there for 4 years. Actually dropped out of college for a while, but I did come back and finish up. And we had started a music camp in the summers to continue the extra involvement of teachers from outside of the country with the students. And I pretty much stuck with that commitment since then.
So that must mean that you're in, you know, you've got a pretty good sense of the musical scene in Haiti, and you know, and you've been back multiple times. That must have given you a sense of how the music scene has changed over the years.
Right. And one of the really interesting things about Haitian culture, and I didn't know this, of course, in the beginning, I was a little, you know, concerned about bringing Western classical music to a country with an African, West African culture. But the culture is so embracing and so able to just take elements of anything that happens. It's just a very flexible culture. So things don't stay the same there. You bring in Mozart, people listen to it, people combine it with their own folk music, and you always come up with something very exciting and very different from the initial ingredient that came in.
Because the perception is that it's really a poverty-stricken country, but that you see it musically and spiritually rich. And how is the music spiritually rich that you'll be performing
tonight?
Well,
the music tonight, this is a group of people, especially the cello player of this string quartet who's been down teaching in our camp probably for the last 10 years or so. There's a combination of African rhythms, West African rhythms, and sort of religious chant that comes from Africa, along with centuries of sort of Gregorian chant that came in through the Catholic Church, the European influence, combining to make beautiful melodies. And then a lot of percussion instruments, just street percussion instruments. People can just hit anything. And people use pieces of bamboo both as instruments and as blowing into them, making sounds. People just use anything they can find to make music. And music, I can't quite explain the place of music in the country, but it is extremely important. It's one of the tools of survival in Haiti.
Well, and it sounds like one of the realities there is also that sometimes in order to have a serious career, Haitian musicians have to go abroad. And you've got two pieces on the program by Haitian-born composers who now live in the U.S. and in Canada.
That's right. And even from our music program, starting with this school, Holy Trinity School, a lot of the musicians have stayed in Haiti and are teaching there, but a lot of them have immigrated and come into, you know, pretty prestigious jobs. Both these people who are represented, one of them is an orchestra director at one of the University of Minnesota campuses, and the other is an ethnomusicologist up at in Montreal University up there. So both highly respected musicians who came out of this country.
That was lovely that the quartets will explore the theme of exile. How does one explore that and capture that musically?
Well, both the pieces, actually one of these quartets they're playing, I have never heard. The other one was written by this orchestra director, University of Minnesota, who was one of my first violin students when I came to Haiti. He was, I think, 9 years old at the time, and extremely talented composer. And he had been commissioned to write this for a quartet in Philadelphia. And, well, you sort of have to come and hear what he does, but it's kind of nostalgic music with sadness. And usually everything, though, all the music ends up in some kind of triumphant mode.
You've been traveling back and forth to Haiti for, I guess, a little over 40 years now. And another element of the program is a documentary that you're showing towards the end of the performance that highlights at least one corner of the music education system in Haiti. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this was made by a couple of film students from Lawrence University in Wisconsin. They've been very much involved with this program. And even though I've been very much involved with the students and the teachers that are featured in this film, I still find it extremely moving. One of the things that they touch on is after the tragic earthquake of January 2010, the student orchestra there within weeks was giving concerts in the tent camps. They just kind of gathered whoever they could, and they took a bus and they went to these different places and played concerts just to raise people's spirits. And this orchestra, over the years, when there have been periods of extreme political instability and even danger, they would always give their concerts. I think in the whole history of this orchestra, they've maybe missed one concert because of a coup d'etat that happened the night before or something like that. Normally, they just go ahead and play. And this is tremendously important for people in Haiti, just to know that there are institutions like this that don't stop. They keep going no matter what's going on around them.
I almost get the impression that just as there are docudramas, this might be a docu-concert or an edu-concert, that there will be an element of education that you'll be involved with tonight.
Right. I think, yeah. And part of it is just helping people to see, for one thing, how important music is. I sometimes think we have no idea in this country how important music is in countries where there's just less of everything, and how, I think I already said that, but how it becomes a tool of survival. In one way, a friend of mine wrote a book about the 90s, the way the popular musicians were able to say things about the government, the oppressive government at the time, that you couldn't say, but they could hide them in music. I mean, that's been going on a lot in a lot of different cultures. But Haitians are just masters of that, where the government knows good and well what they're saying, but they can't do anything about it because it would show their weakness if they were. And when they don't, the people can have a chance to sort of thumb their nose at the government, but without getting caught. So that's one of the ways in which the music becomes almost a weapon.
Now, obviously, every composer is different and every orchestra is different. But, I mean, are there some sort of common themes in Haitian music? Is there a Haitian approach to classical music that, you know, that makes that distinctive from music that comes out of the United States or France or some other country?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and I've spent quite a bit of time studying the... There are not a lot of composers, say, up until the 1950s, maybe 60s, who had classical training, but there are at least four or five who had very good training, some in Europe. One composer especially, whose works will be played tonight, who studied in Germany but came back to Haiti in 1937 because, being a black musician teaching in a conservatory, the climate of Germany at that time was, of course, not very conducive to advancement for someone like that, or even survival. He came back to Haiti and he really started to dig in and explore the folk roots of music. And that became one of the common things, because these tunes, these Haitian tunes, are really different, I think, from just about any other country. And that's kind of one of the most universal elements that Haitian composers use, trying to use either folk tunes or folk rhythms in some way that would distinguish the music from other kinds of music.
John, I almost get the impression that working with this kind of music is your avocation.
Well, it's something. When I'm there in the summer for a month, it's pretty much all I do. Yeah, but it's extremely rewarding working with these students. They are highly motivated. They will go through a lot of sacrifice to learn an instrument and to learn to play it well, and they're just great to work with.
That's John Jost from the Bradley University Music Department talking about the Crossing Borders Music Collective. They're presenting a concert of Haitian music tonight at 7:30 at the Dingeldine Music Center. John, thank you for being with us, and best of luck with the concert.
Thank you very much.
And Nathan, the Peoria Art Guild hosts their 52nd annual Fine Art Fair from 10 to 5 tomorrow and Sunday. More than 150 artists representing more than 30 states and multiple countries are presenting their original art. There will also be food, live music, and lots of children's art activities, so plan to stop on by.
And Suzette, a couple of interesting musicals opening this weekend. Both of them deal with themes of adolescence, adulthood, and sexuality. One is Spring Awakening at Bradley University Theater. The other is Bear, running at the Cornstalk Winter Playhouse. And if you can't make it to both, no problem. They both run this weekend and next weekend.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
And if you'd like to learn more about Peoria Public Radio, visit us on the web at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin. This is Out and About.